It has taken Mother, I'm 50, and Mother has tried desperately to teach me how to do harmony. And, well, thank you, but I don't do harmony well. My big mouth sings lead, and she tries to teach me, and there are many that, because I don't read music and I don't do any of this except through ear, and I have to hear it in a certain key, and then I can remember and come up with a harmony to it, and that's the reason you won't hear me sing in harmony very often. This one is called A Dying Soldier. There are more words to this. We found it. If I remember correctly, actually, the first time I did this out, Jim Kimball helped me find more words to it. This version came to our family through Uncle Abe that Dave mentioned. He was unfortunate enough to have been one of the many young men that was captured by Mosby's raiders, and for his trouble, he was thrown into Libby prison in the Civil War and amazingly managed to live through the experience. Many didn't. And when they released him after Grant liberated Libby prison, then Uncle Abe was mustered out in June of 1865. He walked from outside of Richmond to Paseco, New York. And this is one of the songs that he brought with him. The sun was sinking in the west, it fell with lingering rays through the branches of the forest where the wounded soldier lay. Under the palmetto trees, neath the darkening southern sky, far away from his New England home, they laid him down to die. A group had gathered round him, comrades of the fight. A tear rolled down each manly cheek as he bid his friends good night. One loved one, one companion dear, was kneeling by his side, trying to stop the lifeblood flowing, but alas, in vain he tried. Come listen, comrades, truly a story I will tell, of one who for me waits now, of one that I love well. Away in old New England, in the lonesome pine tree state, there is one who for my coming with an anxious heart does wait. Ah, dear young girl, my sister, my only joy, my pride, I've no father, I've no mother, there's no one else beside. I've loved her as a brother, and with a father's care, I've tried from grief and sorrow her gentle heart to spare. So, comrades, gather closer and hear my dying prayer. Who'll be to her a brother? Shield her with a brother's care. Up spoke the soldiers, comrades, they answered one and all. We'll be to her as brothers until the last one falls. One smile of radiant gladness, a shadow o'er him spread. One quick convulsive shudder, and the soldier boy was dead. On the banks of the Potomac, they laid him down to rest, with a knapsack for a pillow, and his musket on his breast.
Now you see, there's one reason I'm so proud of my kid. Okay, this is an A.